Man, I just got to be honest. We got to have a two-part conversation on Greg Newsom.
Ooh.
And the first part is whether or not Denzel Ward's concussion makes it impossible to trade Greg Newsom. The second part is, does Greg Newsom have any value that is tantalizing? Because when ESPN said Greg Newsom to Tampa Bay for a fifth-round pick, boy, did I opt out of that conversation.
Yeah, I don't think a fifth-round pick is enough for me if I'm looking to move Greg Newsom. I think that the Denzel Ward concussion issue complicates things a ton. I don't know that it makes him impossible to deal Greg Newsom because, listen, everybody has a price. Everybody on this roster, there is a price that they could be obtained via trade. For some people, it's much higher than others, but everyone has a price. And I do think that Denzel Ward's injury history, considering what the specific injury we're talking about in terms of a concussion is for him, I think that is something that boosts up the price for Greg Newsom. He's not somebody that you have to hang on to. I don't think he's some all-pro corner. Like, he's not who Denzel Ward is as a football player. He's a good player. But if I'm offered a third-round pick, am I going to say no for that? No, I'm trading Greg Newsom there. Now, I don't think the Browns are going to get that, but that's what I would want there.
Yeah, like, I think this is one of those cases where, I listen, you're not in the situation. Lima and I were going back and forth on social media, and Lima, when I'd said basically oof at the idea of Greg Newsom for a fifth-round pick, he said, well, this is what happens when you underestimate the timing of the deal for a player, which I think is a really astute point. At the same point, this isn't OBJ, because that's what I compared it to. I was like, okay, so it's OBJ over again. You thought you could get a second-round pick for him. Nobody would give you anything. You end up releasing him after the trade deadline. The difference is, the worst thing that's going to happen here is you're going to keep Greg Newsom through the end of next year.
And that's not a bad thing.
And so, because I think we fundamentally missed the value of Greg. Yeah, he's a first-round pick that didn't turn into...
He's still a good player, though.
Yeah, and I think that's the point, though. We've done this with Jed, but we did it for a valid reason with Jed. Like, Jed...
I don't know that Jed's a good player. Well, I know that Greg Newsom's a good player. And, like, if you look at the draft, so they took Newsom at 26.
And they took 25.
Either way.
Okay. What a weird thing to jam you up on.
Yeah, thank you.
How dare you?
Way to derail the conversation.
Can't believe you don't remember that draft from 5 years ago, brah.
And then Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah at 52.
Yeah.
If you flip those guys, you feel this, like, you got a first-round caliber player, I think, in Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. I think Greg Newsom's probably been a second-round caliber player. That's a win. I don't think that's something that is worth being upset because the guy you picked in the first round hasn't necessarily been a bona fide first-round player. And part of it, too, is they drafted another corner a couple years later that's better than him in the third round. And I think that's kind of taken away some of the opportunity maybe for Greg Newsom to grow into that role because Martin Emerson Jr. came in and was kind of immediately better.
We both agree. Fourth round pick, it's no for me, right?
Yeah, yeah. But if we start talking a third...
This is not going to happen, but Carolina's got the number one pick right now. If Carolina said fourth round pick.
I would do that, but okay. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. But New England, there's rumors about them trying to get in on guys who they want to build with the future.
It depends who is sending the fourth round pick. Like if Kansas City is sending me a fourth round pick, no.
Yeah.
Because I feel pretty strongly that's going to be at the end of the fourth round. If it is a team like New England, it becomes more enticing because there's a good chance that fourth round pick is the third or fourth pick in the fourth round.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Well, and I just think with Greg, you don't have a lot of guys that can play well, not great, but well enough on the outside, and guys who are also like darn near elite nickels. Like usually if you're an elite nickel, you're not bouncing outside.
Mm-hmm.
And so like that to me is where it's like, that's where it's like, you have to make me take the risk of Denzel having to retire at some point and not having Greg Newsom there to throw on the outside to bide you time to find a better long-term fit at cornerback. But I'll be honest with you. I think you're right to say third-round pick is probably where you got to go in at. So we're going to go through a couple names here because I think it's stay or go. And I think if it's go, there's a conversation to be had about what the price is. So Za'Darius Smith, stay or go.
Go.
Yeah,
I don't think he is not part of the team for the Browns that's going to win the next playoff game. And I think that is how I look at this. If you're on this list, and I think you can be on the team the next time the Browns win a playoff game, it's stay. If you're not, it's go.
Well, and I think with Za'Darius, the price is a fourth rounder. I think even a late fourth rounder, like anywhere
I think,
there.
I think an early fifth too. I could be talked into an early.
So it's basically
fifth.
The Greg Newsom thing of you know opposite. Somewhere in those like a 30 pick range basically.
Yes.
Greg Newsom, we both. So it's stay unless.
Yes.
Like you have to motivate me for him to not stay. Elijah Moore.
Go. I don't think he's going to be on this team next year. He had a nice game. I'm very interested to see why you say stay, because I know you're going to say that the way you reacted.
How dare you?
Well, sorry.
You didn't even give me a chance to like really like call
have
you an idiot or anything.
Have a poker face.
That's no. Bleep you, always written on my forehead. No, it's stay because I don't think he's going to be too expensive to keep. And if you have a new quarterback, whether it's a veteran or if it's certainly a young quarterback, those three wide receivers, two guys with that kind of speed and Njoku, that's a damn near perfect ecosystem where you're going to have to find a number three wide receiver if you trade Elijah. And I don't think anyone's giving you enough. Like, I think you're getting maybe a fifth or sixth for Elijah. That's not enough for me.
Okay, that's fair.
So stay, because the value isn't worth giving up. Jameis.
Stay. I need to know where this roster is, because I think we had one idea of what this roster was while watching Deshaun Watson play quarterback, and we've only had one game of watching Jameis Winston play quarterback, but that looked like a better overall team with someone who just was competent as a signal caller back there. Deshaun Watson was not competent. He will never be competent again. Jameis Winston is the exception to my rule where I said, if I think you can be on the roster the next time this team wins a playoff game, I want to keep you. I don't think Jameis Winston will, but I think to evaluate everybody else, you need competency at that spot, and I think he's the only one that can provide it right now. And I don't think they're going to get the offer as if like no one's given them a second-round pick for Jameis Winston.
I think it's a third. If you came, and it doesn't matter who it is, if you came to me with a third-round pick, it would be irresponsible to not send Jameis Winston off. No matter, a lot of what you said was valid. So I'm not fighting
what
you said.
Thank you.
But I got to tell you, a third-round pick for a backup quarterback, and that is what Jameis is.
Yes.
If nobody pays for that, you're going to find out one way or another. Like, he's a starter-caliber player. But, man, we're elevating this dude off one game. So, Jameis is a stay unless you give me a third.
I think we're elevating him off one game because, yes, he's a backup-caliber quarterback. Jameis Winston is who Jameis Winston is. I think he's kind of like what Joe Flacco was, and we fell in love with Joe Flacco really quick in this town last year. But the biggest thing that Jameis Winston is he's not Deshaun Watson.
He's also very tall, very charismatic. Neither of those things are Deshaun Watson.
He is very similar to Joe Flacco.
They play game-style play.
Tall. They're both tall.
Personality-wise, they could not be more different.
I think Joe had some charisma, but it was in a very different way.
No Riz. Yeah. No Riz. No.
You're too old to say that, man. I'm sorry.
No, I have children. No. That's the gateway.
No. That is a word for them to say, and you can be mad that they say it.
I'm not going to let you cook here.
Why not?
All right? Because...
Cook is fine.
It's the same... Now you're splitting hairs.
No, Riz is a made-up word. Cook is a real word. You can find cook in the dictionary.
Yeah, but Riz is just short for charisma.
No.
You're just mad because you can't pull it off and I can.
No, I'm mad that you're trying because I care about you.
Trying, huh? I don't think I'm trying. I think I'm doing.
I think you are.
This is tough. Joel Bitonio.
I think that one is up to Joel because Joel is...
Coward.
No, but so remember Joe Thomas's last year, and there were rumors floating around that the Denver Broncos were interested in trading for him.
There are no rumors. There was Joe Thomas saying Peyton Manning was trying to get him to Denver.
Yes, yes. If that is happening with Joel, who has been one of, the five best players on the Browns since the team returned in 99, with how long he's been here, if he wants to go to a team that has a chance to win a Super Bowl, you do right by that guy. If he wants to stay here, you let him stay. I don't think the compensation matters there.
There's a little bit, I wince every time I hear somebody say, you do right by the player. But I already,
with this guy, you do.
Yeah, no. But there's this. He fits the classification of end of his career.
Yes.
These are probably his last 8 or 9 games. Makes sense. Compensation does matter. I'm not doing right by a player for a 6-round pick.
You're not doing it for free.
Yeah.
But if he wants to, if he goes and says, hey, I have this opportunity to try and go win a Super Bowl, you don't hold him back from that.
Joe, we're gonna send you to Detroit. And when you win that Super Bowl, you tell him Nick Wilson sent you.
And bring the barge back with you.
You tell him. 216-474-0092. We are playing Stergo with the Browns. You guys can call in on any of these names. I think all of those were the easy ones. We're kind of going to get to the tougher ones next on 92.3 The Fan. All right, I've had enough time. Bob Costas has announced he's retiring from play-by-play.
Are you okay?
I mean, I hope Yankees fans are okay. First, they lose the World Series in the most humiliating way possible. that idiot made all the headlines. He sparked your run. Then you lose game five. You're up 5-0.
5-0.
And that's Aaron Judge. Whoops. Then it's Garrett Cole. Where's first base? I don't know how to cover first base. Then Freddie Freeman gives it right back to you. Now today you lost the one Yankee fan in media. The one guy. Oh, not a Yankee fan. Bull. Like the guy who honestly, his snuff film was calling a Yankee playoff game so he could talk about the history of the Yankees. Now Bob Costas is history himself. Because he's retiring. I had to add that.
Yeah.
Because I'm not trying
important
to kill him.
Distinction. Important distinction.
Just thoughts and prayers to Yankees fans, except that one idiot. The Fred Flintstone looking mother. You know what I mean. thoughts on this, Danny? Yeah, give us your take on Bob Costas.
I mean, it feels like he stopped doing play-by-play a while ago, and now he just retired today.
Yeah.
I like hearing old highlights of Bob Costas. Like, I think he was really good once upon a time, but I think that time passed a while ago. I don't like watching play-by-play guys that very clearly don't have their fastball. It was difficult the last couple of years of Marv Albert doing NBA games to listen to. It just was not what I grew up Marv Albert being. And Bob Costas entered that territory a while ago, and he stayed in that territory for probably too long.
I'm deciding how much of my fastball I want to put on display here. And I think Bob Costas, his career, deserves to be celebrated.
Yes.
And the breadth of his career is, I mean, the amount of sports events, the fact that he's been tied to so, and he wasn't just a play-by-play guy. He was a sports commentator, and he was at the front of that. He also has birthed generations of phony-ass media members who say things like, "Oh, I'm objective. I don't have a dog in the fight." And the reality is, nobody's purely objective. We all have biases. And in sports, more so than anything, we all have teams we like. We all have players we like. And this it has been probably 3 or 4 generations of people who are wildly full of crap because Bob was full of crap first. I always thought his analysis of sports was devoid of anything interesting. It was always boiled down to the obvious. It was always unemotional, which doesn't really reach me. But even when it comes to logic, okay, yeah, you said the thing that everybody can clearly say. That's not a skill to me. Right? Like, not having opinions and feigning objectivity is not interesting to me. So, like, quite frankly, he is an immense talent. He has a huge, huge, huge footprint on the last 50 years of sports. And I do not care that he's retiring. Because even as a kid, if Bob Costas came on the TV, oh, okay. Because he's everything that sports isn't about to me. It's fake, it's not interesting, and it's boiled down to derivative, easily digestible points that anybody could make. All in the name of, you know, I'm objective, right? Okay, it's crap. It has no interest to me. And it honestly is, and I promise you I'm not saying this because you're sitting across from me, the podcasts I truly hate are the ones who do the same thing. Like, it's okay, personality is not your enemy. If your personality is a pedantic D, I'm sorry. I'm out. Was that?
Do you feel better?
Should I have taken a few miles an hour off the fastball?
No.
All right.
I thought that was a strike.
That
was a good pitch.
Like, it was probably mean, but like, I just the
you're not paid to be nice.
Well, like, okay, the celebrating of guys who've really their contribution was, well, they were there, and they'll tell you about it.
I just don't know.
You survived in 50 years. Here's your gold watch. See ya. Although at the same point, I also am so glad Skip Bayless isn't anyone anymore either. Now,
what did Bob Costas do to cross you?
The meanest thing I could say is also the most obvious, which would be exist. And I don't mean that in the literal sense. I really don't. Because that's, I'm not, what I mean is be who he is at every turn at sporting events that I don't think added anything interesting. While getting paid a lot of money and sure propping himself up to be somebody. Okay, that was mean. Okay, yeah, yeah. Thanks, Danny.
I just wanted to know.
All right, I was good with the fastball, and then you brought me there.
Well, you gotta bring curveball too.
But thoughts and prayers to Yankees fans. Can I just, because we're gonna, well, we now have to get back to the stare go, but we're kind of up again. Yeah, no, we'll do stare go in a minute here. One more time. Ha 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 ha. The Yankees suck. Ha 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 ha. You can't win championships anymore. Ha 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 ha. The Yankees mystique is dead. Sucks to be you losers. See you next February. Now, back to stare go with the Browns. I mean, if I'm going to be mean, I might as well rip the Band-Aid off. Now, getting back to the names here. We've gone through what I think are the obvious names. Za'Darius Smith, Greg Newsom, Elijah Moore, Jameis Winston. There's some other guys that we could talk about, but Joe Batonio. Like, I don't think anybody's going to be like, hey, guys, Shelby Harris, stare go. He must stay.
Yes.
He must. I will not part with one-third of We Are the Harrises. Let's get to the tough names.
Let's do it.
Wyatt Teller. Ooh, that's a very nice sigh. Thank I like you. Where we started this.
I've been working on my sigh. I think that it's a little connected to the Joel Batonio decision, too.
Yeah.
If Joel Batonio wants to stay, then Wyatt Teller, I'm open for business. Then I think it can be go. Now, I'm not selling low on Wyatt Teller. Going to need a good price back, but I'm good with go there. As long as Joel Batonio is staying and committing to playing football for the Browns next year.
Mm-hmm.
If those things don't happen, Wyatt Teller has to stay.
I don't even understand why we're having a conversation about Wyatt Teller.
Because you brought him up.
I brought him up. That's why. I mean, we've had this conversation since Wyatt signed his contract extension like 3 years ago. I know he's 30. And I know with offensive linemen, once you hit 30, you start to get kind of picky and choosy with how long they stay around. Wyatt's also had a couple injuries the last couple years. I also know you drafted Zach Zinter, which changes the conversation for some people. Wyatt does so many things right, including his relationship with his teammates and his relationship with the fans in the media. I don't see a third-round pick meaning more to me to the Browns than Wyatt Teller.
That's fair.
Even a second-round pick, which is when you start to get second-round picks, like the value increases exponentially.
I don't think you're getting a second-round pick for a guard.
I would agree. And so it is a stay for me. Even if Joel stays, even if that means Zinter stays on the bench one more year.
Okay.
David Njoku.
Stay. I really believe that he's, especially with how young he came into the league, and I think that matters here because he's on, what, his third contract? Second, whatever, but he's been in the league for a long time and he's still a young player. I think that he has developed very nicely into one of the best tight ends in football. And I think he is a guy that should be on this Browns team the next time they're a playoff team, the next time they're winning playoff games, hopefully plural. And he is somebody that I could see being a member of the Browns for his entire career. Stay.
A lot of the things I said about Wyatt extend to Njoku. There's one difference between Wyatt and Njoku, and that is positional value. And I do not think this is happening, but if somebody came to you and said, I'll give you a first rounder for David Njoku.
You do it.
I would really, 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 really think about it, given his age, given the wear and tear, given some of the injuries. I don't think they will. I don't even think, by the way, like with the Newsom thing, we're like, well, early fourth rounder, you know, late third rounder. I don't even know, like pick 35 is what I need. But if somebody came with a first rounder, I'd really have to seriously consider it.
Yeah.
JOK.
Stay.
Absolutely. He, there's no price.
Absolutely. He, especially just signing a contract extension, I don't know. You know, I'm not an NFL cap guy. I don't understand all the intricacies of it, but I would assume that because he just signed an extension, if they were to trade him, it would bring a ton of dead cap money that would really make the Browns' financial situation worse than it is going to be considering who the quarterback on the books is. but I think that he has become arguably the second best player on this defense, at worst, the third best player on this defense. He signed up to be here for a long time. I think he should be here for a long time. I'm not entertaining offers on him.
Myles Garrett.
There's a price, but it's very hefty. It's stay because no one's going to meet that price. But if you get a call from a team that says, hey, we'll give you three ones and a two, you can't say no to that.
My price is the Herschel Walker trade and not a penny less. Actually, no. My price is whatever the cost it is to trade up for a young quarterback in the draft, which is three firsts, multiple other, and maybe a young player or two. That's my price. Nobody's going to do that.
No. No one is going to trade for Myles Garrett.
And by the way,
there is a price.
Even if they do it, I don't know I'd do it. But I at least think about it at an exorbitant price.
I don't think you think about it until you get to three first-round picks.
I think it was Toby Keith that once sang, don't think I don't think about it.
I don't know.
And now you sang it.
I've not ever heard that song.
Stay or go with the Cleveland Browns.
Stay.
Speaking. Well, no, the Browns are going to go to Brook Park, though.
Oh, but like Northeast Ohio, stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where I'm getting at.
Well, unless you don't consider Brook Park part of Northeast Ohio.
It's on the edge.
Which some completely phony politicians don't. Now, when we come back.
It's on the edge.
It's been a minute since I've accosted Danny.
Oh.
It's time again on 92.3 cool. The Fan. Little disappointed to find out you're not a big Halloween guy.
Yeah, it's never been something. Like, I don't remember the last time I dressed up for Halloween. I've not necessarily been a big go to Halloween parties guy. My fiance absolutely loves Halloween. Mm-hmm. It is her favorite holiday of the year. But the way she celebrates it is, I think, a little bit different than a lot of people that love Halloween. Like, a lot of people that love Halloween want to get dressed up. They want to have extravagant costumes. They want to go to parties. They want to revel in that night. Well, what she does is she took the day off of work today so she could stay home and watch the Halloween movies.
Spoilers. That's kind of jamming her up a little bit here, fella.
Why? I think it's an awesome way to celebrate Halloween. That was her ideal day. That's what she wanted to do.
I meant more snitching on her about taking the day off from work for that.
I mean, she told them she was taking PTO. It's her time. She's allowed to do what she wants.
All right, that's actually a very healthy... You know what? Rescinded. That's a very healthy way to look at PTO, amongst other things. But why? For you, specifically, like why are you just not a big...
I've just never been into it. Like, I've never...
Is it the free candy? Is it the fun?
No, I love free candy, and I will go pass out candy tonight, which mm-hmm. I think that's cool, and I think it's a great thing for kids. But it's never been, as an adult, it's never been something I've wanted to do. Like, I never wanted to, I guess, pretend to be something I'm not for a night. And
wow,
that
look
sounds,
at the ego on Danny.
I know. That sounds so deep and so egotistical.
I'm just so great myself
I just don't need
to be somebody else, you know?
It has never been my thing. And also, I've never understood, because so much of Halloween is like the scary stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
I have never understood the enjoyment that some people get from being scared. Like, I don't understand going to a haunted house. I don't understand paying money to go see like gory, scary movies in theaters. It does not make sense to me. I don't get that.
All right. So I don't get that it's so one-sided with the gore and the scare and that. Like, I wish there were more movies like Ghostbusters, and I'm going to say this, it feels weird to say it as a grown man, Hocus Pocus, like funny or fun Halloween movies. I wish we had more.
I think like the old ones are fine. Like the original Halloween, awesome.
Yeah.
But as you get into some of these new ones that they just really try and do so much, and with what the way we make movies, how that has advanced so far from 1978 when the original Halloween came out, like it has changed pretty drastically.
Yeah, I don't acknowledge the other Halloween movies.
None of them.
No, just there's Halloween 1, which is flawless. It's flawless. It is perfect. The idea, because the whole idea of scary movies has gotten too convoluted.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's got to have like some sort of hook that like, it's not just enough to have like the unbeatable monster that which is all part of our psyche, which we have dreams about, right? It's not just enough. Now it's got to have like layers to it. It's got to have a hook at the end. Oh, you didn't see this coming. It's too clever. All right, just give me straight ahead. Scare the pants off me. Like Michael Myers cannot be beaten. And then they made it like a whole thing of like, well, we chopped his head off, but now he's back. But wait, there's more. But the first one is flawless. Also, we do like young Jamie Lee Curtis. We like all Jamie Lee Curtis. I realized how it sounded when I said it. Strike that first part from the record.
Mm-hmm. Do you hear that, Mac?
All Jamie Lee Curtis is awesome.
I heard nothing.
Yep, Mac gets the bit. But I just don't understand not liking, like when people say like, I don't like holidays. Like I get it if you had like a bad family situation.
Sure.
Beyond that, Like,
I don't dislike Halloween. I'm not going that far.
It feels like that's what you're saying.
No, not at all. Like,
it's like you're a party pooper.
No, I'm
just
not.
Why are you pooping on the party?
Because someone has to.
That's not true. No, you can just enjoy it. It's like the Cavs. You can just enjoy it. Just enjoy the thing.
I've never been somebody, I've never wanted to go through everything that it takes to get dressed up. Like, I've never loved scary movies. A lot of the things that we think about with Halloween have not been my favorite things. Yeah. And that's probably why, but it's not a, oh man, what a miserable day. It's Halloween today. No, it's not that either. It's just, I think tonight I will probably watch the original Halloween with my fiance when I get home, and that'll be great.
I mean, she's going to watch it and you're going to be there.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Like she, I saw it.
Well, like she watched the one that came out in 2018 earlier today when I was home before I came in to do the show, and she watched it and I had some things I had to do work-wise and I was there. So.
Okay. So, here's the thing. Great holidays, truly fun holidays have something for everyone, right? And I learned that like Christmas is, if you just love being around family, there's something for you. If you love giving gifts, there's something for you. If you love receiving gifts, there's something for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's the religious angle. There's the spiritual angle. There's the just idea of Christmas. And I'm not talking about the commercial idea. I'm talking about like the actual idea of Christmas and everything else that goes with it, even
like
if you're not religious.
Like the warm and fuzzy.
Yes. And also, there's just so much that it stands for, right? Halloween has something for every age,
mm-hmm.
right? Like when I was a little kid, it was so great to be doted upon and be told you're cute. I didn't get that a lot, by the way. I don't know if you noticed that.
No.
I was big and ugly then too. But, and free candy. And then when you're like a teenager, there is this spooky element, the scary element, the scary movie element. Then we get older in college. There's the partying element. And there's, at least for a straight white guy, like beautiful women dressing up really, really attractively, which is very always nice to see. And then as I've gotten older, like having kids, like, dude, my kids are 14 and soon to be 11. So okay. We're at the more at the end of the
year. Where are they at with it? What's Halloween like in your household?
Love
right
it.
Now?
Love it. So, the oldest one's going to be able to go as long as the youngest ones want to go. That's how it goes. That's one of the big perks of being older.
Right.
But like, they're older and they dressed up this year. And I had so much fun just watching them. And like now, like my Izzy was, you know, walking my 3-year-old niece around, like carrying her, you know, and being patient with her and loving. And so like,
that's really cool.
And like then eventually, if you're just like handing out candy, that's fun. And eventually I'll become a grandpa. And then like, there's just something for everything. And so I think like when people say, I don't like Halloween, it's just fundamentally, I don't understand it.
Yeah, I'm not saying I don't like Halloween. I'm just saying how I'm not. You're trying to put me in this box,
Mac,
of a Halloween
hater. Have you
gotten
the sense?
That's what you're trying to do.
I think you are the Halloween hater.
No, I'm
hater.
Not. I'm saying Halloween has never been something that, as an adult, it's never been the thing that I look forward to the most. It doesn't mean I dislike Halloween.
I think you're couching it.
No.
I think you're walking it back. Mac,
no.
It sounds like there's a tasteful amount of hate there.
Yeah.
No.
Just
yeah.
a tasteful
there's
amount.
There's none.
Yeah. Your
no.
voice keeps getting higher, which is a dead
because
giveaway
you're
that you're lying your ass off. No,
you're lying.
You're lying.
You're lying.
No, we're just toddlers. No, you're lying. No. My boys, every time your voice gets higher, that's a tell that you might be fibbing or exaggerating. Thank
I'm
you
not,
much.
Though.
You blinked there, too. I mean, that's two for two in terms of tells. That was a really good alliteration off the top of my head.
Sorry for blinking.
You're welcome. Or sorry? Or thank you? I don't know. One of those three. Or none of them. Now.
Or all of them.
Yes. Now, with that being said, what did you see? What did you think you saw coming downtown today?
As I was driving here from my apartment, I'm pretty sure I saw two people that were dressed in Halloween costumes as homeless people.
Okay, are you sure they weren't actually homeless people?
I'm like 90% sure they were not.
Ooh, that's a big percentage of sure.
It is.
Based off context clues?
Yes.
I'm going to need you to show your
work.
Way that
it looked like it was a couple. They were dressed very raggedy, but they looked like they were... the woman had makeup on, and she was scantily clad that in a way that I think a homeless person would not be. The guy was a little bit more
convincing.
Sometimes
they just don't have clothes, right?
Sometimes, but I don't think that was it. Like
okay.
This, I'm pretty confident this was a couple that went as a homeless couple for Halloween.
Okay, did they look dead behind the eyes?
I couldn't tell, but okay. Like the woman had makeup on. I could tell that much.
So that's the only thing you got is makeup?
Well,
I'm assuming some homeless people have makeup.
I don't think so. I don't think homeless people have makeup and look like they showered today for the most part.
I don't know. My voice went really high there,
it
too.
It did, yeah.
There was more incredulity in my voice.
I don't ironic.
Okay, anything else you can give us on this one?
I think the way that she was dressed, with mostly white clothes, very scantily clad, but trying to look raggedy at the same time,
mm-hmm.
was a giveaway that she's not actually homeless, that she was just dressed like it.
In like a low, sultry voice. Tell us how she was dressed. Give us the details.
I just did. She was scantily clad.
Yeah, but you didn't say it like, you know, in a low, sultry voice.
I'm not good at the low, sultry voice. I'm better at you thinking I'm lying because my voice goes up.
Okay, that's fair. Chris in North Ridgeville, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
First of all, that's the Gen Z style, to look homeless. Secondly, speaking of Gen Z, have you had another interaction with your daughter's crush? Have you gotten a second chance?
Oh, yeah, I haven't gotten an update on this either.
Yeah, I'm in full adult male gorilla role here.
Is he dressing up for Halloween?
There was an interaction with one of my daughter's younger sisters. There was a pushing incident. There's a chance that I'm gonna spend some time in jail at some point with this kid, because he does not know his role, nor does he shut his mouth.
Wow!
And I'm gonna have to introduce him to other Nick Wilson.
I'll be your witness. I didn't see anything.
See,
it was his fault.
All right, I need a second witness. Just to be clear, I need a second alibi.
I got some buddies. I mean, don't worry about it. You know, So what I wanted to say was Happy Halloween, and I think the Halloween trilogy, the newest ones, are awful. So I don't blame you for not wanting to watch those. I would prefer to be working, because they ruined it. The first one and the fifth one are the only good ones.
Man of the People.
What's the fifth one? What year did the fifth one come out?
The fifth one was 1989. That's the one where the people get killed in the barn.
Spoilers.
The other
it's a lot, man. He's gonna watch it tonight. Not anymore.
No, I appreciate you saying all the things that every guy listening to the show is thinking, but you say it out loud. So you're a man for the people, and I appreciate that.
That's also gonna get me fired one day, Chris.
No, it won't.
But until then,
I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear it.
Okay. Chris, we gotta run, buddy. Okay.
Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy. Be good. Chris in North Ridgeville there. Danny, we got to run.
Goodbye.
Find it in your heart to, like, just open your heart. Be like the Grinch, but of Halloween. Like, just let it happen here. All right? You can find love for Halloween in your heart. Your fiance loves Halloween. Like, you know, maybe you guys dress up as homeless people, right?
Maybe we will.
And maybe you can tell her.
Maybe we will.
No makeup. Because we're doing it real style here.
That would be how to do it properly. You're right.
Poor phrasing. Danny, it's wonderful, buddy.
Goodbye, man.
Catch Danny. Cleveland Magazine, 92.3 The Fan. We appreciate him. He's a good man. Very thorough. When we come back, Pete Futek, college football news. Should they fire Ryan Day? 92.3 The Fan.